Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good about Connecticut.
All right. The COVID-19 crisis has had an impact on employment for residents throughout Connecticut. Here are two online programs being made available for free to help people prepare for their next career move. The state recently expanded the availability of SkillUp CT. It's a free online job training program, and it's offered through Connecticut's Regional Workforce Development Boards. SkillUp CT offers around 5,000 courses in areas including information technology, project management, and business analysis. Eligible residents can earn more than 100 industry-recognized certifications and also receive career coaching through the state's 5 workforce boards. To help those looking to advance their skills in the state's manufacturing sector, a new online manufacturing education platform called 180 Skills will be soon available free of charge to qualified Connecticut residents. The program offers entry-level courses for those looking to enter the manufacturing industry, as well as advanced training classes for manufacturing professionals looking to add to their skills. These are just a couple of examples of how Connecticut is helping to prepare its workforce for what is next. As you know, Connecticut began the first phase of reopening last Wednesday, and since then, even more Connecticut attractions with outdoor areas have announced their plans to welcome guests with new safety guidelines. We're going to give you a couple right now. Mystic Aquarium in Mystic is open at half capacity with limited access to outdoor spaces. The aquarium has timed ticket visitation available for purchase online, and visitors must follow one-way pathways with social distance markers. The outdoor spaces are now available for guests to enjoy once again, including the Penguin Pavilion, Marsh Trek, Pacific Northwest Habitats, and the Arctic Coast Habitat with the beluga whales. The Connecticut Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport is planning to open to the public next Monday, June 1st, and they're going to be splitting each day into 2 sessions. The new split schedule will accommodate an extra midday cleaning. The zoo will also be implementing a new online ticketing system and has created one-way loops for visitors to ensure social distancing. Guests can enjoy seeing the animals in person once again, including tigers, leopards, red pandas, monkeys, sloths, and more. Restaurants across the state have also opened up for outdoor dining in addition to the important safety guidelines that restaurants now have to follow. Some have even expanded or created new outdoor spaces. Here's some for you to check out that are now open for outdoor dining. Max's Oyster Bar at Max Burger in West Hartford. They've opened their patios to serve lunch and dinner 7 days a week. The town of West Hartford is currently working on plans to close portions of 3 streets to provide more outdoor restaurant space and create a better pedestrian experience for retail customers. And our friends over at Bear's Smokehouse Barbecue, they've opened up an outdoor dining area at its Hartford, Windsor, and New Haven locations. Seats and tables will be sanitized between guests, and tables are spread apart to ensure social distancing. As a reminder, be sure to check out each business's website for their new safety guidelines before you venture out. Many other attractions and restaurants with outdoor areas are currently working on their Phase 1 reopening plans. prioritizing safety above all. Stay tuned for more updates next week on Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut.